Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. Real quick, we got lots to pack in this next hour. We got, after the first segment, Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He'll be up with us after the first segment to tell us why the president is endangering our police on a nationwide basis. As well as we're going to have Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media, on deck right now. He'll be with us in just a couple minutes. I just want to highlight this real quick. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Again, we have a brand new website coming up. It should be launched by no later than Saturday. Should be launched no later than Saturday. As well, friends, you can check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, and my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Again, friends, we have a couple hundred thousand people interacting on a daily basis, and we just want to tell you, we high five you and say, folks, this is how we do it. We can do this together, one nation under God. Aside of that, friends, this is the radio show for where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, real quick, friends, we have, is the anti-theist population skyrocketing? No, it is not, friends. I don't care what the state-controlled media has you to believe. It's just untrue. Now, through action, you could say, yeah, they're theists. They say, or atheists. But the bottom line is there's many professors that profess they believe, but when it comes down to it, they don't believe anything. They believe the same way that the anti-theists do, correct? Atheist friends. Stop the U.S. Flag Challenge is for sissies. No, it's for traitors, fraternizers with the enemy. And for you to stand down and tolerate this, friends, again, you have coming what you have coming. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. ISIS seized large number of U.S. weapons, military vehicles, tanks in Ramadi. Friends, I want you to understand something. You do need to understand that it is your government that is now, folks, this is going to be common knowledge real soon. What we have been talking about in the past is coming to the surface over and over and over again, okay? We've seen people that have been there firsthand, they've seen with their eyes and with their ears in foreign lands where it's the U.S. government that is actually empowering ISIS to do the things that they do. How else would they grow? Who else would supply a bunch of savages in the desert, friends? It's being used as a political tool to create chaos to bring in a new world order. Nothing short of it. And don't doubt me, friends. Do your homework. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Reluctant whistleblower exposes billions in illegal Virginia spending. VA gets shunned. Of course he is going to get shunned. The Veterans Health Administrator comes forward and tells the American people as to what is going on. Another Clinton scandal emerges again, friends. How many do they need to be encouraged to commit, friends, or to bring about? Another scandal. We could have stopped at the first one, friends, rather than the 1,063, along with this criminal administration a long time ago. When the American people say enough is enough, then bring forth justice through the execution of the law. But if you don't know the law, how are you supposed to execute the law to bring about judgment, right? Read your founding documents, friends. Greece says that it will default on June 5th, and Moody warns of a deposit freeze. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Also, the brazenness of Beltway corruption. Sons of Liberty Media.com. The scandal is worse than the Iran-Contra or Watergate combined. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Democrat congressman believes he should be paid more. Of course he does, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Study that claimed opponents to sodomite unions could be convinced otherwise was a lie. Folks, there's nothing that the sodomites have done that has been lawful. Read your state preamble, friends. Let's take time to read and understand exactly what's going on, what's lawful, what's unlawful, okay? Sons of Liberty Media.com. Activist speaks out on why undercover video will expose corrupt Texas politicians. Of course, if there's corruption that's bled into the people, it's because the people tolerated corruption to be bled into politicians, our politicians. And what happens is then we begin to reap what we have sowed, or what we have allowed to sow. I'm sorry, forgive me. Senator Tom Cotton supports the renewal of the unconstitutional Patriot Act. Let me say that again. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, a Republican, supports the renewal of the unconstitutional Patriot Act. And here to get us updated as to what that topic concerns is none other than senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media, Tim Brown. Thanks for joining with us, Tim. And I just wanted to have you lay it out for us really quick. We got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Yesterday, Rand Paul did somewhat of a filibuster to make the American people aware of what's going on. And today, Suzanne has turned out an article on Senator Tom Cotton, who made some big news during the Iran nuke deal. And he's come out basically saying there's nothing to worry about. This is okay. He appeals to the same Supreme Court who said that Obamacare was constitutional. And he says, well, they've said this is constitutional, too, but we also know that federal courts have ruled that the NSA has been doing things illegally, but yet it won't stop them from doing it. In fact, Senator Cotton either is ignorant or he is willful in what he is saying about what the NSA is actually doing. He's saying, well, they're only getting metadata, for which we know former CIA and NSA Director Michael Hayden said, we kill people based on metadata. So he says they only got your metadata. They know who, you know, what number was called, who called it, how long you were on, and maybe your location. But we know from the things that Edward Snowden has revealed to the American people and to the world, as a matter of fact, through X Key Score, the PRISM program, and things like that, they are able to read your emails. They are able to listen in on your phone calls, your Skype calls, and various other aspects. So Senator Cotton is not being honest with the American people, and he is backing this, even though the Fourth Amendment says for them to be doing these kinds of things, they have to sign an affidavit, they have to obtain a warrant, and all of these things. And I'm for if they want to do their thing and they think that they have probable cause, they need to go through the process.
That's right.
Just like they would in times past before the digital age and deal with those things.
No, well, that's
what's going on.
That's exactly right, Tim. And what we see is just coming to pass on a daily basis. They're not even asking for permission to do the things that they're doing according to the constitutional laws. They're just doing what they want to do, and they're telling the people if they get caught in their little snare, what they do is they make reference to the corrupt Supreme Court and said, well, they say, well, they said it was okay. Well, as if to say the Supreme Court is the final say in the land, which it is not. It's the Constitution of the United States of America.
Sure, and one of the things that Senator Cotton said was, this is a quote from him, it's a simple fact that this program has helped detect plots or conduct investigations after the fact.
Of
after
course.
The fact, not to stop anything.
Of course. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products. We live it.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wow, I'm going to kind of slow my quick roll here. This is like, okay, trying to shove in 3 hours every hour that we do on radio on a daily basis. Do forgive me, but folks, I am that quick. As a matter of fact, when we do high school assemblies and colleges across the country, it's interesting how quick the young people pick up as to what I'm saying. In many cases, line upon line, precept upon precept. They have 7 seconds increments that they're used to thinking on. They're allotted that time. They're given a point, and then they're PowerPointed the next 7 seconds, and then the next 7 seconds. And, folks, I hit a plethora of topics, about 25 of them, in a three-hour seminar every time I do a high school assembly or a college or a tea party, as far as that goes, or a church. And in the process, it's interesting. People will just come up and just say, you know what, when you said this, they'll verbatim give it back to me. And it's just like, okay, we got some quick people out there. So sometimes I feel like I'm going too quick. So if I am, you know what, just give us a call and say, Bradley, slow your roll. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we have Lieutenant Randy Sutton, who is a best-selling American author, public speaker, television and radio commentator, an actor, a retired police lieutenant, and he spent 10 years serving as a police officer and a detective in Princeton, New Jersey. And he's here today to tell us what's going on with the president and why is it that he's endangering the police force across the land. Friends, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
That question that you just asked is on the minds of not just me, but thousands of other law enforcement officers around the country. As you well know, even this last week has seen some incredible decisions coming out of the White House. I refer to his decision to stop the federal program, which gives surplus equipment to police departments that are in need of that equipment.
Correct.
And quite honestly, it's very often life-saving equipment for the police. And he just ended it. And 3 days before, during National Police Week, at the memorial where the police honor their dead, he made a promise that he was going to make sure that the police had the resources necessary to do the job, and then 3 days later, he pulled this one.
Well, he's been doing that.
The question I don't know the answer to your question.
Yeah. I didn't feel that I asked one yet, but Andy or Randy, are you talking about the 1033 program?
The program that that allows police departments to obtain equipment that is no longer needed by the military. For instance, there's vehicles, but mostly it's equipment such as night scopes, riot equipment, surveillance equipment, anything that the military no longer needs was being made accessible to local police departments, which just can't afford to buy it. And so that truly did save lives of police officers and citizens. And suddenly, it's just at the stroke of a pen, it's done.
Yeah, that's the Pentagon's program called the 1033 program. That's exactly right. But, you know, again, going back to who we're dealing with in the White House today, I don't think it could be any more transparent, his administration, than it has been, because whatever he says, he does the exact opposite. But, of course, that's not why we have you on the radio program today. I want to let you know that my brother is a PT cop, and my grandpa was a sheriff. And I have lots of friends around me that are sheriffs, lieutenants, state troopers, whatever the case is. So, Randy, when I seen you out there doing what you're doing, which, by the way, we applaud your efforts in every sense of the word, and we stand with you every step of the way, I said, you know what? We got to bring Randy on the show. So I want to, first of all, welcome you and tell you thank you very much for jumping on the program with us. And I just want to know a little bit about who you are. And I know that you have an extensive background in the police force. Can I kind of paint that picture for us just a bit?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm a national spokesman for the American Council on Public Safety. And our website is defendingtheshield.org. We're a national organization, a 501c3 nonprofit, that is designed to bring the message of law enforcement to the people. The unvarnished truth, not the political truth that is often told by police chiefs and politicians, but the way the street cop feels. And by creating more information and more relationships with the people that we serve, we hope to foster a much greater understanding of the needs that can unite the people and the police. So that's what I do for the American Council on Public Safety. My background is I was a policeman for 33 years.
Okay.
10 years with the Princeton Police Department as a police officer detective. Then I went to Las Vegas and spent 23 and a half years, did every kind of assignment imaginable, from undercover narcotics to street crime. I retired at the rank of lieutenant and have written several books. True Blue was my first book, True Blue, to police stories by those who have lived them. A Cop's Life, True Blue to Protect and Serve, and my most recent one, which just went to the bestseller list, is The Power of Legacy, Personal Heroes of America's Most Inspiring People.
Nice.
And as you mentioned, I've been in a few movies. I was in the movie Casino, where I did a scene with Sharon Stone and Robert De Niro. I played a cop named Randy.
Okay.
Big stretch.
Yes.
And then I was in The Miss Congeniality and co-starred in the pilot episode of Las Vegas with James Caan, where I actually got to play a bad guy, which was kind of fun for a change.
Huh.
And then I've done, some other acting roles and such. And, but mostly, I've also, been a commentator for the local news here on law enforcement issues, and recently Fox and Friends out of New York. And, my op-ed was just published in the New York Post about depolicing in America, and a number of other, high profile op-eds that have been published recently about the law enforcement situation as related to Ferguson, as related to Baltimore, and basically everything that's going on around the United States that is law enforcement related.
Now, I got a question for you, because you said something about you get to play the bad guy. In your, again, extensive history and experience as a police officer, how many bad cops have you actually seen within the force in that allotted time that you've been serving?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that I also do is I designed a training course called Policing with Honor. based on my experience as a police officer and as I was in charge of training for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. And I wrote an article called Policing with Honor, and it touched a chord with law enforcement officers around the country. And that was more than 10 years ago, and I've been speaking on this topic to literally tens of thousands of police officers around the country about surviving your career ethically, as well as surviving your career emotionally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you might well imagine, there's a great deal of not only physical temptation, but moral temptation that comes along with the job. And being able to be strong ethically is absolutely essential, both to survive your career, but also to serve with pride and take the public's trust and do with it what you should, and that is always represent the people to the best of your ability with the greatest amount of honor. So to answer your question more specifically, I personally have witnessed very, very little
mm-hmm.
in terms of police corruption. I've seen misconduct issues. I had a partner that I caught assisting a drug dealer and made sure that was taken care of the way it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But firsthand, I've seen very little. However, having studied it and having worked around people that did give into this temptation and lost their career and sometimes went to jail, it does in fact happen. And what I really truly advocate amongst the police officers that I talk to and I deal with on a national basis is creating an ethical environment within your agency, within your unit, that is strong when it comes to doing the things that are right. And we all pretty much know the right thing to do. We need to focus on doing that and supporting one another in that ethical strength.
Now, what's interesting, Randy, I want to interject this into what we're talking about right now, because I'm asking the question, how many bad cops have you actually encountered? And you said very few. But why is it, do you suppose, that the state-controlled media is out there polarizing and demonizing the majority of the police because of a few bad apples?
If they are bad apples, indeed. This is a question.
I got to take a quick break, Randy. I'm going to pull you up on the next segment. Folks, I got Lieutenant Randy Sutton with me right now. Folks, we're talking about why is the president endangering the police force across the country right now? We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back on the other side.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As the blood of police officers run in the streets, the president seems intent to embolden those who drive the false narrative that our nation's cops, not the criminals, are the problem. And here to answer that, friends, is Lieutenant Randy Sutton. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Randy, let's answer that, because right before the last break, we were talking about how a few bad apples ruin it for the rest of the good ones, the good cops, and we're speaking of police officers, of course. But it's interesting because what we're finding today is the few bad apples oftentimes aren't the bad apples, as we're told. But it seems to be the narrative of the state-controlled media that all cops are bad now, and we need to encourage the people to overthrow cops. I mean, that's the message.
Unfortunately, since the debacle in Ferguson, we have seen a narrative taking place that is mind-boggling. I watched the incident unfold in Ferguson from the very first moment that it hit the news about the unarmed black youth being gunned down by the police with the hands up, don't shoot.
Michael Brown. Story.
Right, the Michael Brown shooting. Yep. And at first time I heard it, I said to myself, there's a whole lot more to this story that I'm not buying it. And then as the media just absolutely picked up the lies of Michael Brown's cohort and crime of the hands up, don't shoot, and instead of looking at it as what it was, the rantings of an equally guilty individual, they ran with it and gave credence to it. And what that did was embolden an entire movement to take place based on lies. Now, how do you combat lies? The only thing to do is to tell the truth. But if there are people that prefer to listen to lies prefer to believe them in spite of all the evidence to the contrary.
That's right.
How do you combat that? How do you combat that? And that's what we're seeing. We've seen a takeoff as a result of that. You still find people that are in public life, sports figures, politicians, Congress people,
rappers,
who are still running with the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's been completely debunked, and actually, I saw an article yesterday that they're erecting a plaque in Ferguson in honor of Michael Brown.
Yeah, of course. Of course, this is what they do. When you study dictators of the past, my friend, what you'll find is this administration, to a T, is emulating dictators. I mean, in every sense of the word, namely Mao Zedong. What they do is they want to embolden the younger generation by teaching them that they're democracy, not a republic. As a matter of fact, if you go back, Randy, you'll find that Mao Zedong, to overthrow the Republic of China, he went after the younger people, taught them that they were a democracy, and he taught them that they had to go to the Republic of China and take away what they have. In other words, take away from the haves and give it to the have-nots. And it's exactly what you're seeing here line upon line. I wanted to answer one of the things that you had said here.
Before you go on to that, let me be clear that I'm not equating the President of the United States to Mao Zedong or any other communist leader.
Okay.
I don't respect many of his decisions, and I have been very, very vocal. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I actually sent a letter directly to him, which was overnighted, that asked him to meet with me and to talk with me so that he could get the true perspective of policing.
Yep.
And as of yet, I'm still waiting to hear from him.
Yeah, well, I got a couple letters returned from me from the President of the United States, too. And, Randy, I want to make it really clear that I am, because this individual hasn't been empowered, and he has not been given the right to trample the blood. If you've not been to Arlington Cemetery or to any veteran memorial across the country, he's not been given the right to trample or desecrate the blood. Because when we look at those veterans that fought blood and died to give us what we have today, again, they didn't give him the right to go ahead and trample everything that they fought blood and died to give us. And freedom, we know, is given unto us to do what we ought to do, not to do what we want to do. So I just want to, for the record, make sure that people do understand that I am. Because people in this country need to realize that 1,063 transgressions of our Constitution is far, far too many. So what we have here is we have John Lewis calling from California. He wanted to weigh in on this conversation. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, John. How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Long time no see. Hope to see you soon. I've got a little bit different, I guess, take. I'm completely in favor of the police doing their job. And at the same time, I see a little bit of and I don't watch mainstream media mm-hmm. at all. I just want to make that clear that I know that it's just a bunch of lies, pretty much. You turn it on and it's a scripted lie throughout. But I see such as with the Boston bombing, I'm just going to use it as an example, where they had these no-knock raids throughout the entire neighborhood looking for the guys that bombed
right.
the area. And, it said, you know, these armored vehicles that has police on it, I'm just wondering where the line crossed where all of the police departments in the United States need all of these armored vehicles and all of this extra armor-piercing body armor and, all of their riot gear. In essence, it's a little bit,
over the
it's
top.
A different world that we live in now, and I understand that. But,
right. Do you want to answer that, Randy?
To say that we're against, or that, you know, people maybe to think they're going a little bit too far. I'm not saying all the way.
Mm-hmm. Randy, you want to answer that?
Sure. Yeah. Let me address this, and let me explain something to you. I know that power corrupts. I understand that. I have, believe me, I've seen it in the 34 years as a cop. There needs to be limitations on the power that the police have, just as any other governmental entity. Power is a frightening thing to me, and it is a corruptible trait. So I too share the understanding that there have to be safeguards. There are times when police agencies have legitimate needs for high-risk equipment. When I say that, high-risk equipment, mm-hmm. I'm talking about armored vehicles. Now, there's absolutely no need for a tank to be cruising down the streets of our cities, but there are armored vehicles. Let me tell you why they are so important. Having been a policeman in one of the largest metropolitan police departments, Las Vegas, there are often barricaded suspects and armed suspects that are very, very difficult to deal with. And the intimidation factor of a armored vehicle getting up to the scene, which protects the police from the rifle fire and which goes through body armor,
sure,
is absolutely essential stuff, because that's the way we negotiate and we get people out of these situations without using, hopefully, resorting to gunfire. So there is a legitimate need for some of this equipment. Now,
great.
Let me also point out that when the events of Ferguson took place and there was peaceful protests, there was, in my opinion, an amateurish display of military equipment and firepower, which I believe was really not well thought out. So can this stuff be abused? Yes, and there have to be safeguards put in place through good policy making and the understanding of when the proper time is to deploy this stuff. But to limit it and say, excuse me, not to limit it, but to take that away from the police is a dangerous situation for not only the police officers involved, but also the citizens.
John.
Yes. I think I agree with you, Lieutenant, and to a point. But I believe, you know, like you said, there are those certain situations where you'll have the element that none of us likes. We want them, you know, out of our our neighborhoods, just gone. And I understand the need for, you know, certain equipment, but then it's kind of where the police departments are being given, a lot of it.
Arming the citizenry, correct.
And I feel like with a lot of the other things I've heard, and I'm not trying to conspiratorize anything, but I feel that we're, you know, losing a little bit of our freedoms and being kind of intimidated. And I, believe me, I am the first one to say no way are the cops and the police to be targeted. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you guys do. You take an oath to protect us. And you take an oath to follow the Constitution. And I hope that everybody takes that serious. And that's, you know, I understand that and I hope for that. And I just don't think that it's, you know, necessary for every single police force in the country, in every city, to have such, the military, equipment, because it does make the citizenry nervous. I know you want to unite the police with the people, but when the people see the police,
John, we got to give Randy the last word here. John, we got to give Randy the last word here. Randy, we got about 15 seconds. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Well, I'm in agreement that every police department doesn't need heavy-duty military equipment. We're in total agreement on that. However, there are agencies that use this stuff and they use it properly. I know that it saves lives because I've seen it happen.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows.
Download the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming.
GCNlive.com.
The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got Lieutenant Randy Sutton with us real quick. Randy, I have to ask you something, okay? And the last thing I want to do is make an enemy out of you, okay? Because I love what you're doing, and I appreciate you. But I got to ask you a question. Now, when I brought up the fact that we see this administration over and over and over and over, 1,063 documented confirmations of his transgressing the Constitution of the United States of America. I want to know from you, do you think it's the president's job to put the sick on the police concerning the population? And if not, then what does that make him?
I did not understand the question. Would you say that again?
Okay, so knowing the president in his history, the president of the United States of America, we don't really know a whole lot about the guy. But outside of the fact that we know that he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, creating racial riots, and then putting the sick on the police, go sick the police, telling the black folks across the country to sick the police in so many words. And if it's not him, it's Jesse Jackson. If it's not Jesse Jackson, then it's his attorney general. If it's not his attorney general, then it's the mayor of Baltimore or Ferguson. And then we find out the facts and who's responsible for it. And lo and behold, there's the president right in the center of the whole mess as the one that was actually inciting the riots. And I'm curious to know from a lieutenant, then if we can't look at him and call him for what he really is, then who's actually following the rule of the Constitution and the rule of law here? There's got to be good and bad, and there's got to be right and wrong. And he is completely, he's been busted a million times, Randy. So to call him for what he is the best thing that the American people can do, because what we need in this country, my friends, is justice. Because I'm tired of the conservative rhetoric. I'm tired of the circular reasoning. I'm tired of trying to reason with unreasonable people. We need to enforce the laws, and that's exactly what a cop is to do.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure where you want me to jump in and answer this question because there was a.
Is it the president's job? Randy? Randy, really quick. Is it the president's job to get the people in the cities to start to war against the police?
It is the president's job to unite the people of
this
country.
Thank you. Through the use of the law. Amen.
To enforce the Constitution of this great nation, because without people believing in the government's willingness to follow the Constitution, then the very fabric of this nation begins to fray. Now, who raises their right hands with the minute that they put on their badge and swears to God to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? That is the nation's police officers.
Amen.
And it is a oath which we take really, really seriously.
So does the military, and so does the representatives of the United States of America.
But when we're talking about the President of the United States, I have been very, very vocal in my views about the way the disdain that he shows for the nation's police by his actions,
mm-hmm.
as well as his words, as he has since the first incident when an acquaintance of his, a professor, was arrested by the police or was contacted by the police during a burglary investigation, and he came out verbally and he insulted the police officer, which later turned out he had to apologize for.
That was right at the beginning of his administration, correct?
That was in Cambridge.
That's right. That was right at the beginning of his administration, correct?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So right then and there, I sensed that there was going to be a rough road ahead for the police. And by his actions, he has shown to me and to the police officers around this country that he holds them in disdain.
Yep.
And has treated them badly. I believe that he has set a tone in this country of ours that is anti-police.
Yep.
That is causing a great deal of unrest and is going to have a far-reaching effect on the future of our nation.
Yep.
That being said, I also believe that he has a prejudice and a bias against the police. Now, how do you combat prejudice and bias? It's always due to a lack of communication. I believe that if he...
But wait a second, Randy. Hang on a second, Randy. No, you don't have to turn it on, honey. I'm going back.
Use the police and change his direction.
Randy, really quick, though. He's already commuted to the American people as to where he's at. And you said earlier, we judge them by their fruit, and we rightly do. And we can see his disdain. Last year, there was 126 officers that were killed and an astonishing 50,000 that were physically assaulted by combative suspects. Who's encouraging the citizenry to turn on the cops? No more. I can't find them. I need not look further than this current administration. And let me ask you this. If you had the time that you wanted to spend with the President of the United States, let's say he gave you a 15-minute window, Randy, what would you say to him?
It wouldn't be 15 minutes. It would have to be a much more substantial time period. But what I would do would be to communicate with him on a level that is man to man, and tell him about what really lies in the heart of America's police officers. What he truly doesn't understand, I believe, is that the men and women who serve with great dedication, with great honor. They believe in this nation. They believe in serving their community.
Agreed.
with honor and with distinction. We see it day in and day out. We watch courage. We watch compassion. We watch integrity. And we watch empathy with our police officers. We see it happening every single day. But that's not what the media focuses on.
Right.
The media focuses on some event which they even manipulate for their own purposes. And then we see the breakdown in the respect level from the communities against the police. And this is what we must combat. And this is where the president could make the biggest impact, by being the leader that he should be,
yeah,
and creating unity instead of divisiveness.
I think that people are, where people are being misled in this country is people do need to understand that he is leading the direction that he has, well, paths for himself from the very beginning. He said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. I know, Randy, we don't have you on this show just for this particular topic, but I did get caught up on what you said a little bit, because I don't know how much more blatant it needs to be when the President of the United States sends forth a criminal like an Al Sharpton, a tax evader, and a joke for the most part, to go in and cite riots in every city, and then only to find later on, my friend, that George Soros was actually pumping in money trying to incite the crime in the first place. In Ferguson, in Baltimore, and this is the, and we even seen it in Florida. When it didn't work out for their narrative, they wanted to go to it. Well, they had to find another situation and try to make out what it wasn't. And that's exactly how they've been operating since day one. And it's Isaiah 5. They put light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. They put evil for good, good for evil. They do the exact opposite of what they say they're going to do. But in saying that, we see what they're attempting to do. I got, for the sake of time, I got about 2 minutes. Randy, what is it that you want to let the American people know, and how do they get a hold of you?
I want the American people to know this, that the police of this nation are dedicated to their safety, that every day there are acts of courage and compassion, and the vast majority of the members of law enforcement truly are there to help them. And the only way for us to succeed is for the citizens of this nation to join with the police, because as Sir Robert Peel said, the police are the people are the police.
Amen.
They
how do
can
people...
your listeners, I urge them to check out the American Council on Public Safety at defendingtheshield.org. We need your support, and we would love your comments as well.
Amen. Well, we appreciate having you, my friend. I truly do appreciate you. Lieutenant Randy Sutton, folks, talking about why the president is actually endangering the police force. Well, we kind of got off a little bit, but you know what? I'm glad we went where we went, because I want to get to the heart of the issue, because my personal opinion, and it is my personal opinion because this president has made it personal since day one, is, you know, there's no other dealings with this criminal administration outside of the use of the law. Going back to Article 2, Section 4, we need to impeach him, we need to indict him, and we need to deal with the entirety of this administration while we have the time. And I want to say this, and I'm going to throw it over to Stephanie really quick. A nation whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get.
Well,
and it's
going
to get it sooner or later. We are for good cops. We just found from Randy Sutton that there's not a whole lot of bad cops out there. I know they're there. I've seen them. I partook with them. But the bottom line is, friends, a good majority of them are the good guys.
And you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
That's exactly right.
Ones. And for those of you who want to support the ministry, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We cannot do what we do without your support.
Bradley Dean, 1 John 3:18, and Stephanie Joy, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you 23. See ya!
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.